Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Esperanza Ray. So welcome to New Consciousness, New World. We have a wonderful show with a magnificent guest with us today, so I know you will enjoy it. Before we get started, just wanted to welcome you all and give you a little bit of a brief introduction to our guest, who is Angelica Wycliffe, and she travels worldwide. She's a published author, has written the book 21 Days with Brazo, and Brazo is a topic of our conversation today. However, Angelica, welcome to our show.
Hi, Esperanza. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
Same here. I'm really excited because I think our listeners are going to have an incredible experience listening to you talk about yourself and, of course, the topic of conversation, Brazo. So, but tell us a little bit more about yourself, because I just basically, you know, did very little justice. I usually like people to go ahead and talk about themselves, because that way they can emphasize or focus on the areas they really want to bring out or just hit upon, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to tell you a little bit about my background first. I'm a researcher in the field of consciousness and alternative healing, and for many years I've been lecturing in this country and at conferences in other countries on these topics. That includes things like anomalous archaeology and ideas about a great transformation coming in this age right now amongst us and what that's going to mean for the planet. And over the course of my travels and work, I came upon a man named Brazo, and he is from Croatia, and he is someone who changed my life so dramatically. I had such a powerful experience with him that it led to me eventually authoring a book about his life and his work. And I have been connected with him now for over 3 years, bringing him on tours across the United States because of this very unique and special gift that he shares.
So, right.
So I think that you, Esperanza, you've actually come to an event and had an experience with Brazo.
Well, yeah, yes. And I'm glad I wanted to share that with you. I just didn't, you know, was not necessarily doing it now, but that's fine. You brought it up. Yes, I had a very wonderful experience. I heard about Brazo through a Pathways. I was going to their open house event that they had in the Washington metropolitan area. And I have this kind of experience happen to me all the time. I don't know if this is your case, Angelica, but windows pop up in my computer with things I don't even know how they pop up, but they do. The publisher for my book popped up this way. And then Brazo's website or the events that were taking place in the D.C. area popped up. And when that happens, I know that Spirit has a little nudge of a message saying, hey, pay attention to this. So I usually try to. So I was very, you know, I went in there and I looked at his website, which, by the way, it's called brazo.net. And I believe you also have another one, America, brazoamerica.com.
Okay. And just so your listeners know, Esperanza, most people would look at Brazo's name and would say Braco, because it's B-R-A-C-O.
Yes.
But the Croatian way to say it is Brazo, and so that's a little confusing for some people.
Yeah, so that's what I did, and I really, I don't know. I mean, I read the stuff, and you know, you accept and respect what is being said online about a person who you have not met. So it said we don't know how to explain who he is or what he does, but I felt drawn and I felt motivated to go to the event. And, you know, there was a certain level of skepticism because there's a lot of people out there. There are many, many people out there who are wonderful spiritual beings. There are other people who are not necessarily. So you always always try to keep an objective mind, but when I went there, I experienced, I have vision. So one of the things I saw was I saw the Torah, which is like a donut. It's the energy field surrounding the body. I saw Brazos energy field. And basically, it was just connecting with all the energy in the room, and it was just vibrating. And it kind of reminded me of, you know, a tuning fork. He's the tuning fork, and we were getting tuned, sort of like a piano. And so that was the part of it. There was a lot of things that went through my mind as well, things that have to do with the past, experiences, situations, things like that, that just went through and just kind of, my impression was that they were being cleansed and they were being healed. So that was very, very interesting as well. Now, the other interesting aspect was that I just, even just when I sat in the room before even Brazo came out, the energy, I came on the last day and I only came for 3 hours. You can obviously, some people will come for both days or for the whole day. Because of other commitments, I was not able to do that. And as soon as I sat down in the room, the energy was just, I mean, you could just feel it. I'm very sensitive anyway to energy around me. However, this was very, very unique. And if I had to explain it in words, I really don't know how to explain it, because there was a sense of peace, a sense of love. There were so many things, but you were not, you know, it was like a balanced feeling at the same time, a very even tone, because emotions sometimes can peak and come up and down. And in my case, I felt them all coming into balance. So it was a very, very beautiful experience. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Esperanza, and for using the word balance, because that creates a great opening for me to explain a little bit about what Brazo does. What is this gift that he shares? So I'm sure that many of your listeners have never heard of Brazo. Yes, and he is someone who just started coming to the United States back in the beginning of 2010, even though he has been working across Europe for over 17 years and is extremely well known. He is someone who shares a gift that affects people's consciousness, and he does it by silently gazing at large groups of people. And I'd like to bring in the element of evolution versus revolution here, mm-hmm. because we are all so familiar with the process of evolution, which takes a lot of time. We try to progress day to day to be better people, to get more connected with our spirit, but it is a long journey, and it can be an arduous process. But what Brazo is doing for so many people is he is helping to bring in a revolution or something that is an immediate change. And it is done so gently, it is done with so much love, but people's consciousness is affected that he's helping people to make a deeper connection within themselves, really to bring people into a spiritual partnership, not only with spirit, but with creation and the creator within. And as a result of that, many people experience healing, not only at physical levels, but within their relationships and within all areas of their life. And it is because of this gift that he's sharing that that triggers something inside of people that helps them in a spontaneous moment to open something within that's always been present, but now there's access to that in a real, tangible way that you can feel, and that helps people move forward in their lives in a more positive way. So we don't call Brazo a healer, and I'm sure you've heard that, Esperanza. We say it on stage at the events all the time.
Yes.
He's not your typical energy healer. He's not working through the methods that traditional energy healers work by. He is not choosing people in the audience, who he's going to help, how they're going to be helped, when they're going to be helped. Instead, he is acting like a vessel or a conduit for this source power, this source gift to come through him, and it interacts with people in the audience. And for some people, it's spontaneous the first time they see him. For others, it's later on, an unfolding process takes place. Some people don't feel anything at all, but there is this process that ensues for so many people who visit Brazzo that makes a difference in their lives. And so this is a really important person now working on the planet to help us with this whole idea of a transformation in consciousness, not by slow evolution, but by a beautiful revolutionary intercession, if you will.
Yes. I like the word transformation, too, because I feel that's what we are going through. You said something, though, and you said it in two different ways, so I think the listeners got the picture, but I'd like to touch upon it just a little bit more. The word healer. You're right. I know that he doesn't call himself a healer, and I just want the listeners to understand that. However, the interesting thing, you use the word that when people come to the sessions, they heal. Well, I would go a step further and say it's not just not healing that takes place. It's a series of things, because financial issues get addressed. And that has nothing to do necessarily with physical healing, but it does have to have with a level of healing within us to be able to bring that forth. So, I mean, and that's true for anything, whether it's material, whether it's physical or things like that. The healing definitely occurs, and not just as a minor level. In some cases, I mean, I heard some of the testimonials, and they were extremely powerful people with cancer that were going to basically, you know, didn't have much life left. And that changed completely after, you know, being in the presence of him. So healing is part of the process. It's not only the only thing that takes place. That's what makes it so unique.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because you're absolutely right that what people experience at these events is so diverse. We have people coming in the door, for instance, with severe depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. So they have a pattern locked into their life of fear of these borders and boundaries. They have tried so many different things to try and overcome this and to go through that slow evolutionary process of coming to terms and making it better. Yet so many of these people who come report after gazing with Brazzo, they walk away and feel like a burden has been lifted. And we have had so many people with chronic stress disorder who have reported that it is like that never existed in their lives before, that there was a change that was spontaneous. And somehow this gift that is coming through Brazzo is affecting people at this core level, helping, it's like it's helping to negate these negative patterns that we get laid in through the challenges of life and bring us back in touch with our potential, with what our wholeness is more like when it's present in our life. And so, yes, it affects people in relationships, in their careers, in their finances. I really have seen that in all areas of life, this gift can bring beautiful things to people.
Yeah, right. Well, definitely, I had a hard time explaining exactly how I felt after the, you know, after going to and being in his presence and doing the gazing, because that's what they call it, the gazing, right? I'm not sure we even mentioned that yet. So that's the word I guess you use. He does gazing, and it's a very beautiful experience. However, like I said, before you even he comes into the room and does the gazing, the energy is already, I think, compounded from the previous sessions. So it's very powerful, and it's very hard to describe into words, because I think it affects not just one aspect of the person, but a lot of different levels based on the ability to open up and allow that to happen. One of the things I believe he's doing, I can't say that's what's happening, because, you know, you would have to, you know, have some other kind of background or research or whatever. But my belief from my experience or my knowing or what I have learned through my spiritual years and becoming also a spiritual person doing research and trying to help in a transformation like yourself, I believe that he's embodying a much higher level of Christ consciousness than the regular average person has done, because I've been in this for 30 years, okay? And I have never met anyone like him, you know, in person. So, I mean, he's very, very unique. And like I said, I believe that he's just able to embody the Christ consciousness, which we're all called to do. And that's why I like the analogy of the tuning fork, because we are like the instruments that need tuning, and he's bringing in, channeling the energy from the God consciousness and helping us to fall into the vibration instead of being all over the place, which is, you know, what we need.
Well, that's a beautiful way of explaining it, and there have been people who have explained it that way. There have been many theories from scientists, too, Esperanza.
Yes.
I talked with one quantum physicist who said something that was really very intriguing. He said that his idea about Bratzo was that Bratzo was actually working with our timelines, that here we are day to day, and we are so governed by our thoughts of what has taken place in the past, and we're always thinking ahead to what we're doing next in the future, and we really aren't very present in this moment, where we're free of the past patterns and free of our fears and phobias and just open and present in this moment. And this physicist said it was like Bratzo was taking us to our timeline where blockages or barriers or illness began, and bringing us back to the point right before that so that we would be free of that. And then we move forward in our lives now with a whole new direction. Yet that was what was fundamental about his theory, is, but it had to do with a person and Bratzo being fully present, even for a split second, in the moment, in the now, that allowed access to everything, to all, and
yes,
allowed this to take place. I love the scientists now, the new theories that are coming out regarding,
yes,
time and in quantum physics. I think that we will get some more interesting answers about Bratzo's work in the future.
Yes, yeah. I think it's wonderful that we live in this day and age. I mean, there's challenges, that's always true throughout history. However, we're also very lucky in the time frame that we live in, because of all these, the new sciences, the transformation taking place, the incredible, beautiful people that are coming into the planet to help us. And, you know, obviously Bratzo is right there. So, I think it's wonderful. Now, again, I want to call attention to so that our listeners, in case they missed it the first time, the book is 21 Days with Bratzo, and the author is here with us, Angelica Wycliffe. Now, Angelica, I would like you to share with the audience also a little bit as to why you did this book, and share with us, because Bratzo really doesn't do interviews and doesn't speak out in public like most people would, you know. So can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Well, I first of all met Bratzo at an event in Laughlin, Nevada, and that was his very first visit to the United States. Mm-hmm. And he was at an event which had never had a spiritual work of this sort. They had never had a healer there. It was more to do with extraordinary phenomenon. And here was this man, and I went in to have an experience with the gazing and really didn't know what to expect. But for me, the experience the first time was so potent that all of these things that you come in the door with, expectations, you think, what do I want help with in my life? You make your list. All of those things just dropped away as he looked at me, and he looked at everyone around me, but it felt like such a personal experience, even within the group. And I felt like I was given back certain elements in my life that I had lost hope for. I literally have stopped asking for these things, searching for these things. They represented dreams to me, possibilities in this life that I hadn't accomplished, and I wished I could, I wished I had, but I felt like it was just not going to be possible. And I felt a force come into me that gave that back in its wholeness, in its beauty, and I felt a strength to actualize and make these things tangible in my life, and it took my breath away. And I thought, oh my word, if this man can do this for me, and then I hear stories of other people sharing their own experiences and healings taking place at physical levels, at emotional, and other levels, I thought, my word, I just want to allow people here in the United States to know about this man, to get information about this man and have the opportunity to have a gazing session with him as well. And so I ended up inviting him to a conference event, which I had been producing in the Hawaiian Islands for years, and I was just so amazed that he actually accepted my invitation, even though I had to wait almost 1 year to get him there. And it was during that waiting period that I received an invitation from him to come to Europe and to travel at events in Europe to see what they were like, because I would be actually producing the first real gazing events in the United States. And after a few days in his company, he looked at me one day and said, Angelica, you're going to write my story. And there was not a bigger wish inside of me than doing just that. It is like he read my mind, my heart. I said yes immediately. And that's how it began, that I started to write the book, and that was eventually published here in the U.S., and we started advertising for that tour in the Hawaiian Islands, and that was the beginning, how word got out.
The publishing company is also yours? Is that correct? Oh. It's Awakening with...
Within. Awakening Within.
Awakening Within Publications.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, when I met Brazzo, he took me from an individual who I had been making conferences, there are a lot of challenges in doing these type of events, especially out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It mm-hmm. was challenging, and we had the smallest budget in the world. I never had an interest in real business matters, in financial things. And since knowing Brazzo, he has brought forward in myself, I founded separate companies to start doing this work that have grown. We're producing tours across the country now. We have 11 DVDs available. I mean, so many things came as a gift from Brazzo into my own life, that I discovered these talents, that I could do things that I never really thought I would be capable of doing, and I see him affecting other people's lives like that.
Well, yeah, and it makes a lot of sense, because when you overcome, when you're in a place of love and balance, there's no fear, and therefore you feel very empowered. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, to me, a lot of us right now on the spiritual journey, we understand that love is the most important element. But we can do our affirmations. We can intellectually know that it's better to look at any situation with love instead of judgment, to try and make the best of things. But we're emotional creatures, and we're governed by habits and patterns, and we remember the fears and the challenges. And so it's not so easy to maintain that sense of love and peace and to just be open moment to moment. But somehow what Bratzo offered into my life and what he's offering into other lives is this sense that just everything's going to be okay. And it's a feeling that you feel inside that's just, it's irrefutable. You just know it. And it's that fulcrum point that helps you to move forward. And you certainly work to be more loving and to be more peaceful, but it's this feeling that everything's going to be all right that helps all these other things to blossom in your life.
Right. Now, when I was reading the book, I smiled when I heard this phrase from you. You said when you went to spend the 21 days, you know, attending the different sessions that he does with the people, so that you know that come to see him, basically, because he has a center back in Croatia, although he does travel around Europe, and I believe he's also been to Japan. So he's a world traveler doing these things, even though for me it's very recent. You talk about the feeling of hunger. You had a hunger for this energy, this whatever essence he was bringing with him to, it was like feeding all of us with it. So I smile because I could understand that concept, how we're all in need of finding this energy that can bring us back into balance and harmony and love and all this peace and through that also healing. So I thought that was very interesting. And, I don't know if you want to elaborate for the audience a little bit more on that so they can kind of understand.
Sure, sure. When I first came to Gaze with Bratzo, it was during that first session once again that I felt, and it would continue later on, I felt this sense like I had been hungry my whole life for something, but I didn't know how to get that thing. I didn't even know what that thing was. But when Bratzo was gazing at me and at all of the group, I felt like something was coming into me, this nourishment that I had been craving my entire life. And after I tasted it the first time, it's like, oh my goodness, I can't get enough of this. I just wanted to gaze every possible session I could gaze until I finally felt like I was satiated, like whatever was missing inside of me had been replenished. And I was full once again. And I realized later on, this was a sense of a spiritual connection, a connection to the Creator, to creation, that interconnectedness that we all share. I wanted that to be real at a level that was something that I had not encountered yet in my life, despite all the great healers and spiritual teachers and masters I had worked with. I had never encountered it in this way, that it was such a real experience, and it made so many tangible changes immediately. So that was that hunger that I was feeling, that that I felt satisfied with the gift that I received.
Well, yeah, and that was kind of my point too. When I said I've been doing this for 30 years, and as healers, we also need healing, and you go to healers to help to be healed, and people come to you to help to be healed. And over the 30-year period, I've met wonderful people. However, nothing was exactly at this level or like this. So it's very hard to put into words. It's just a knowing and an understanding. And so I can understand what you're saying. Now, I only spent 3 hours, but you got to spend 21 days. So I'm sure yours is much more, you know, much more fulfilling even, because, I mean, if I can experience that in 3 hours, imagine in 21 days. You really got bombarded there.
Well, I think for myself, I had some work to do that I didn't know I had to do it. And that 21 days fortified me and nourished me and built up this powerhouse of strength and purpose that I walked away to be able to move a few mountains that came in front of me. And since that time, you know, now it's been a little over 3 years that I've been traveling with Brazzo, making events here in the United States, and I have found that this gift continues to give to me. It's not like it comes to a certain point and it stops, but I also feel there's a responsibility for the individual that once they're nourished, once they receive for themselves, their life becomes better, you have to decide, what do you do with this gift? And in that I mean that we have a choice every day on where we put our attention and focus. And we can focus on the chaos and the negative things in the media, you know, that judge people, or we can take these beautiful gifts that we're given of a positive experience and anchor it more deeply every day by bringing our attention to that. I mean, whether you're watching a film about Brazzo, you read his story, you just reinvoke that feeling of an experience you had with him in a gazing session. All of these things are ways that you can grow and nurture this inside of you. And then, you know, most people tell me they just feel like they have so much love and a sense of connection with others, even strangers. They look for ways to give back, to come right into service. And I think that's very important, too.
Well, I think that's true because, I mean, I've always understood that if you have a certain gifts that you're given by spirit and or you meet very powerful teachers and or people like Brazzo, I think that you do have an obligation, and depending on your level of commitment, your level of dedication, your level of integrity, that role becomes more and more responsible, and it's intended to help more and more people. I want to continue with this. However, I also wanted to touch on the events that are coming up for our viewers so that we can repeat this a couple of times at least in case somebody has to, you know, go off the air and leave. I don't want them to miss the opportunities that are coming up for these events. So I wanted to point out that Brazzo is going to be having gazing events in three different locations in the United States on November 10th through 11th. It's going to be Los Angeles, California. It's going to be at the Sheraton in Los Angeles downtown. It's a two-day event always, right? Is that correct, Angelica?
Sometimes it's a one-day event, up to a four-day event we've had.
Oh, wow. That would be really intense. I wouldn't mind attending one of those. Okay, and the second one is in Chicago, Illinois, and obviously it's November 14th and 15th, and it's at the Hilton in Northbrook Hotel. And the last one, which I'm planning to attend, will be in New York City, on November 17th and 18th at New York Hotel. So I just wanted to let everybody know that if you feel motivated and if you feel drawn, if we are piquing your interest, to go to Brazzo's website, Brazzo.net, that's one of the websites, then you can basically register and attend one of these events, and you will get wonderful benefits. If you have family members that cannot go with you or friends but need help, I've heard through the testimonials, in my personal experience, through the testimonials, how people, by taking pictures, are transformed and impacted as well, which, Angelica, how about if you elaborate a little bit more on this, because you have much more background with Brazzo than anything I could say.
Yes, many people bring in photographs of loved ones, and they hold those up. They are gazing on behalf of another individual during the session, and we have found over these years that people's reports of how others were helped through the photos, the level of help is equal to those people who attend for themselves. And I want to emphasize that not everybody who walks in the door receives help the first time. And people receive it in different ways at different levels. And some people feel it very deeply, their experience, others not at all, or they come back several times and an opening ensues within them. So it's very different. But yes, people bring photographs, and I should add that you have to be 18 years or over to attend an event. And so for children, the best thing you can do is bring their photograph, and you can gaze on their behalf.
Interesting. So they cannot, even if they come with an adult, their parents, for example, it's they're not supposed to come, or
they can't attend the session itself. So and there are many reasons for that. Practical reasons are some of those reasons too, because the sessions are something that they're quiet, they're very peaceful. For some children to sit for 35 minutes, that's not so easy, and the parents are going to be very distracted and not receive the benefit. Or, you know, that can create things for everybody else in the audience. But also it's about the most balanced way to bring this gift to the children is either by bringing their photographs, or also, you know, we have school teachers using Brazzo films in the classroom, especially for children with ADD or learning disabilities. The teachers are finding that the films also are helping the children who make a connection. Children are so smart. They feel something, and it helps their lives too. And so this is another way that people can offer help to their children.
You mentioned the DVDs, and I just found it very interesting the way the titles that you have for these DVDs. So I'm going to mention the two that I have here with me. I believe you have more online, and also you have them at the events, but one is called Brazzo, From Spark to Flame. I think that's the second DVD, because there was another one that came out first, and that one was the Golden Bridge. Is that correct, Angelica?
Well, in the United States, we have brought several of the European films over into this country, but there's in fact over 90 films that have been made about Brazzo over all these years. And so we chose a few in the beginning, and each year we bring out a few more, and every year new ones are produced, and the Golden Bridge was one that was produced in this country.
Yes. I know that one of them, I believe, is From Spark to Flame, has the subtitles. I know it's one of them because he does. Oh, and that's one other thing that I'm glad we discussed the DVDs, because otherwise I would have not asked this question. Besides the gazing, Brazzo also does the voice. And could you explain a little bit to our audience what that is?
Yes. Well, first of all, as you mentioned, Esperanza, Brazzo is touring constantly. He is going across Europe, across the United States. He has been to other countries like Japan. And so the time that he spends at his center, you know, often he's away. So years ago, when he started receiving invitations across Europe, he was guided that he could offer the people another way that they could receive this gift, not through his gazing, but actually through his voice. And a recording was made of him speaking words that he was inspired to write to nourish us. And this recording, which is 8 minutes long, called The Voice, started to be played at his center in Zagreb. And people immediately started reporting having these experiences of recovery, of healing, of transformation, just like with the gazing. And so then the voice began to be used in other countries. So there is one film that really, the whole film deals with the voice experience, and that is From Spark to Flame, which throughout the film, segments of this 8 minutes are played and brought. So he's speaking in his native Croatian, and the words are subtitled. And the rest of the film has a beautiful narration. It shows Braco on tour. You hear many stories of healing and help that was brought into people's lives as a result of the Braco experience. And it's a film that people across Europe and the U.S., it's one of the favorite films.
Yeah.
But the Golden Bridge you mentioned, too. And I have to say, as a special feature on the Golden Bridge, you can listen to the entirety of the voice experience. It's not subtitled. Again, it's in Croatian. But this has been played for years, always in Croatian, and it's not about the words. It's about this being another vehicle for this special power, this gift, to come to the people and make a connection to help them in their lives.
Well, yeah, I truly believe that since everything is energy, we are energy, everything is energy, our thoughts, our words, our gazing, comes out through us is energy. And obviously the voice is extremely powerful for that. I mean, energy healing has been around for a while. I have to say it hasn't been paid much attention until more recently. And it's very interesting that it all kind of falls together. And he's doing exactly that. He's through his voice, the energy vibration is impacting. So whether I can understand the words really makes no difference, because what really counts is the energy vibration, the tuning, the balancing, and just feeling that. And I was going to share with you, again, I hadn't thought about this because I have a little list of questions to ask you here, but I hadn't thought of putting that one down. And I actually found that, you know, where it says you can select and just listen to the meditation. And I meditate with that sometimes at night and sometimes in the morning, because it just brings me into a state of balance and a positive mentality where I can be more effective. So I do that. I actually use it as a meditation, which I enjoy very much.
Well, that's a lot of people are doing that now, whether it be with From Spark to Flame or listening to the voice. A lot of people are using the films on a regular basis, listening to even a small portion daily, because they feel like it helps to anchor that even more deeply in. It's a reminder. It's helping to nourish it more and bring this gift, make it even more present within the life. And I think that's a very important element, that people do bring their attention back to this, which is helping them, so that they can nourish and grow it.
Yeah. One of the things I also notice in the book is that you talk about obsidian mirror. Is that a specific type of mirror? And how does that interact with what Braco does, or is that a topic that just came up in the book that doesn't necessarily relate? Can you explain that a little bit to us?
I can. That's not actually directly related to Braco in any way.
Oh, okay.
That is a scientist, Drago Plečko, who has researched and studied Braco and many spiritual and consciousness figures throughout the ages. Said that Nostradamus was known to use a mirror, an obsidian mirror, in order to look into the future and see the past. And Braco had a mentor named Ivica Prokic, who passed away back in 1995. And it was Ivica Prokic who used a regular pocket mirror in his work, where he was able to see a person's past, present, and future in this mirror. He would look, and it would run like a movie, and he would use this information to actually help people in their lives with their health or their life situations, and that was his unique gift. Braco has another unique gift that he started working with after Ivica's passing.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, and I guess in a way it was Ivica who predicted that Brazo would also be doing, you know, his own, you know, gazing. Well, he didn't. They didn't call it gazing, obviously, because at the time he wasn't sure what he was doing. But he just saw him surrounded by people. And what I found interesting in the book is that you talk about how the first time that Brazo was exposed to what would become his mentor, and how they. You know, he was able to see the future, and he predicted some of the things that would happen to Brazo, how he would come here to a new world. Interesting. And even though they knew some of the future, it's sometimes interesting how it still catches us by surprise.
Well, Ivica Prokic was an extraordinary visionary. He worked at a level where he was not searching for answers. He was not reading books. He would just all of a sudden feel something come upon him, and he would go into this altered state of consciousness, and he would perceive events. He perceived many events that were actually written about that he predicted, from accidents in a mine to different things taking place in cities or revolving around specific individuals. And that these were documented and later did come to pass, well, that helped to build a basis of for honoring his extraordinary ability. And later on, he would be seeing people one by one and telling them intimate details about their lives and sometimes things that were coming up for them later on. He did that to Brazo on their first meeting. Here is this young man, Brazo, was in his mid-20s, and the reason he met Ivica was because his own mother, Brazo's own mother, had been helped by Ivica, who cured her of migraine headaches she suffered for most of her life. So Brazo came not seeking help for any problem. He really came out of curiosity, or just something drew him in. And when he met Ivica, Ivica sat him down and told him personal details from his childhood, from his early days, that Brazo later would say his best friend, his own parents, nobody knew about these things. And it was Ivica who said, even before Brazo came in the door and they met, said that somebody would show up at his own place where he was doing his healing work, who would represent his successor and would bring this gift that Ivica was sharing. This next person would embody it in even a stronger way and eventually bring it to people across the world. And so over the course of the year and a half that these two men knew each other, because that's all they had together before Ivica died in an accident, Ivica said many things, like that Brazo would one day have his own center, that people would be lining the streets as far as the eye could see, that one day he would travel to the New World, and that's how they expressed the United States or America, that one day Brazo would travel to the New World, but only when there was a shift in consciousness and the people were ready. Ivica talked also about a black U.S. president. He said so many predictions that have come through now, so many years later, because he died in 95. All these things have come to pass, and it's important to note that Brazo never did any kind of work with the people, this healing transformative work, until after Ivica passed, and Brazo didn't realize he had this gift. It was after Ivica's death that the people came to Brazo, who were seeing Ivica, and said, "We're having dreams about you. Ivica said you would be a successor, but we're having dreams. We just know you're going to be the one to help us." And they started coming with all these problems. And Brazo had the courage to make that leap. I mean, it's like jumping off a cliff. You're 26 years of age, and people are asking you to help them with severe life difficulties and challenges. And he just somehow was able to spontaneously make this connection. This gift was offered inside of him, and he started the work of helping people.
Well, you know, that's very interesting and humorous at the same time. I think that even though Brazo knew that, you know, Ibiza had predicted all these things for him, he was still not quite, because of his maybe humbleness, he was not quite accepting the challenge in the sense of, nah, you know, I don't have this ability, until people had to kind of, you know, give him a little shove and a nudge to get him in there. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, during one of that the other time, Esperanza, it's interesting that Evita was saying all these things about Braco, that he was the one. But even though Evita was so accurate with his visionary predictions, even his own staff would look at Braco, who was this young-faced man, he looked like a little boy, and they would look at him and go, really? Him? Really? And Braco himself thought, you know, I've never read spiritual books or energy healing, or what do I know about this? But yet it all came together in you know, just a couple of days after they brought Ivica's body back to his center, that people showed up and said, Braco, it has to be you. And then it spontaneously clicked in.
Yeah. That's why I said it's still, even though we sometimes have the ability to know, or someone is able to tell us about what the future holds for us, it still catches us by surprise. So it's interesting. We're getting close to the end of the show, but I did want to touch up on one thing. I did want to remind people that Braco is going to be in three different locations on during the month of November. And interesting enough, it's going to be in Los Angeles, November 10th through 11th, Chicago, Illinois, November 14th through 15th, and New York City, November 17th through 18th. If you go to his website, which in reality is also your website, right, Angelica?
I do. Yes, sponsor the website, braco.net, braco.net. And I want to let your viewers, your listeners, know that you can get tickets at the door for all events, but we do really recommend for you to get advanced tickets online. There is always the possibility that a session or several sessions sell out, but you can get advanced tickets online at braco.net.
Now, we have a couple of more minutes, and I had two questions for you, so I'm going to challenge you to see if you can answer them, but if you can't, that's fine. The first question is, to me, is the most important, basically, because I'm curious. You have a line of jewelry based on a vision, and it's a sun with 13 points, and I've seen the jewelry when you were at the event, and they also have images of it online, and it's really beautiful. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because it's very special.
It is very special, and it originated with Ivica. Ivica went into one of these visionary states where the sun was before him, and a voice spoke to him and said, this is going to be a gift to the people to help them. And that sun morphed into the 13-ray asymmetrical design of the jewelry that you see today. And it was Braco, when he first met Ivica, who dreamt that he was going to give Ivica a very special gift. And he dreamt that he would give him the sun, that sun symbol. It had only been used in a two-dimensional form on books Ivica wrote. Braco actually took it to a jeweler and had a goldsmith make a golden sun out of 14-karat gold, and he presented that as a gift to Ivica. And since that time, that is something now for over 17 years that people have associated deeply with this gift that Braco brings through himself. And so many stories of healing and transformation have come from people who have this sun, who wear this sun, and they report that it has offered a lot of help in their lives.
So it does hold some level of maybe energy vibration as well?
Just like the DVDs, just like the voice, this is a specific tool given as a vessel for the people to offer this gift through. So yes, many people feel a very strong connection with the golden sun symbol.
Right. The last question, I don't know if you can answer it briefly, but maybe just you can give us an idea. In the book, you talk about how he had to slightly change his life because the way normally most people live was not effective for him to become, to reach the peak that he needs for the work he does. Do you want to elaborate briefly on that, or is it a little bit too big for the scope of the time we have?
Well, I think I can do it briefly. Over
okay.
the last 8 years, Bratzo has been gazing. He worked in other ways prior to that, but since he began actually gazing for groups, at that time he stopped speaking in public entirely because he had undergone a shift, and now he was able to offer this gift to a far larger number of people. And he recognized that now his focus had to hone and become much more specific. And so today, when you see him, you don't see him interacting with people at events or talking normally or answering questions. He is solely focused on this gift and bringing it to the people. And so that is why he is not interacting. But he's never given media interviews. You know, he doesn't take any money at his center in Zagreb, Croatia, either. It's always been free. And he doesn't take any of the $8 that is charged at U.S. events. It all goes to organizational costs because he feels this gift was freely given to him, and it is his responsibility to freely give it back to the people.
That's,
he's a man who is so focused.
That's what I've been told as well, as a healer. It should be provided for free. I wanted to to end the show, and in closing, I wanted to extend the invitation to return to our program again, to our show, so that in future events you can share with us where he's going to be, so that our audience and other people can know about the gazing sessions and maybe be able to come in and see him in person, because it's one thing talking about him, it's another one actually being there.
Well, Esperanza, it would be an honor to come back on your show. I would be delighted. And I do want to just slide in a little piece of information, which is really exciting. And that is that on November 16th, the day before Bratzo will appear at the New Yorker in Midtown Manhattan, he will be gazing for the UN community. He been invited by, UN community members for a special gazing event there in Manhattan at the UN Chapel. And I think it's a really beautiful recognition of Bratzo's work, not only being about individuals, but that his unique gift opens up new possibilities for world peace and transformation. And this UN event is going to address that very thing.
Now, this is a private event. It's not open to the public, I imagine, or it is open to the public?
This event is only open to UN members, NGOs, and affiliations with the United Nations. So it's by special invitation only. But thankfully, then the next 2 days, open to the public, will be Bratzo at the New Yorker, where there are 10 sessions a day.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I want to say have a wonderful week to our wonderful audience. I hope you've enjoyed this wonderful interview with Angelica Whitecliffe and also Bratzo, of course, although he wasn't present, definitely, he was shared. So thank you so much and have a wonderful week. And join us again on next Monday for the same show, New Consciousness, New World.